Good evening, and welcome back to Late Night Poetry. This is episode number 3, and I'll be doing something a little bit different this evening. I'm going to read a poem by John Lennon from his second book, A Spaniard in the Works. I was cleaning off my bookshelf, just doing a bit of organizing today, and I came across his book here, and I sat down and made myself a cup of tea and decided to just escape into his world, which was pretty fascinating. His book is full of illustrations, as well as writings and short stories and poetry. And I came across this poem titled The Fat Budgie, which I ended up reading a couple times. I found it really put a smile on my face. The book was written in 1965, so it was the height of Beatlemania. They were touring the world, giving concerts and recording albums, songwriting, doing television appearances, and he managed to pump out a few books here. So the adage, if you want something done, give it to someone who's really busy, I think hits home with this. I like to think that John Lennon's poetry was very, it is very self-reflective. And during the mayhem of Beatlemania, I like to think of him sort of isolated, self-isolating, and using his writing to sort of just cocoon from all the craziness that was around him. And he gave us so much as an artist. I really miss this man. So I wanted to share this poem with you this evening. The first two episodes, I've been reading my own poetry, which I'll get back to. But I don't know, this affected me a lot today, and I just want to share it with you. So this is John Lennon's poem, A Fat Budgie, 1965. I have a little budgie. He is my very pal. I take him walks in Britain. I hope I always shall. I call my budgie Jeffrey. My granddad's name's the same. I call him after granddad, who had a feathered brain. Some people don't like budgies, the little yellow brats. They eat them up for breakfast or give them to their cats. My uncle ate a budgie. It was so fat and fair. I cried and called him Ronnie. He didn't seem to care. Although his name was Arthur, it didn't mean a thing. He went into a pet shop and ate up everything. The doctors looked inside him to see what they could do. But he had been too greedy. He died just like a zoo. My Jeffrey chirps and twitters when I walk into the room. I make him scrambled egg on toast and feed him with a spoon. He sings like other budgies, but only when in trim. But most of all on Sunday, that's when I plug him in. He flies about the room sometimes and sits upon my bed. And if he's really happy, he does it on my head. He's on a diet now, you know, from eating far too much. They say if he gets fatter, he'll have to wear a crutch. It would be funny, wouldn't it? A budgie on a stick. Imagine all the people laughing till they're sick. So that's my budgie Jeffrey. Fat and yellow too. I love him more than daddy, and I'm only 32. That a poem. I got a chuckle out of it. It's so playful and fun and childlike and full of imagination and wonder, and it's just a really fun poem. And I want to share that with you, especially during this crazy pandemic time when things are so tense and stressful. And it made me think that his life was probably tense and stressful when he wrote that. So a little bit of an escape for John Lennon and for me, and hopefully for you too. So that is the end of episode number 3. As I mentioned in my previous episode, we'll be having some guests reading poetry coming up, which I'm really excited for. And I hope you have a good rest of your evening. I hope you enjoyed the poem by John Lennon. And we'll see you next time on Late Night Poetry.